Federal prosecutors are hoping for a breakthrough today in the Enron case. Lee Fastow, the wife of former Enron chief financial officer Andrew Fastow, has until noon Central Time to accept a plea bargain. It was tentatively approved late yesterday by a federal judge in Houston. Mrs. Fastow was an assistant treasurer at Enron. If she does accept, her husband is expected to agree to a plea bargain in another federal court. And if both of those things happen, federal prosecutors might have what they need to go after Enron's two former top executives, Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling. Covering the legal maneuvering for The Washington Post is Carrie Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
The Fastows apparently very much wanted to avoid ending up in prison at the same time, which would have left their young children without at least one parent at home. So how does Mrs. Fastow's plea agreement address that?
Mrs. Fastow agreed to a deal with the government under which she would serve about 5 months in prison and an additional 5 months in some kind of home detention, such as with an electronic ankle bracelet. That would have put her at home in time for her husband, Andrew, to go serve his sentence, which would be about 10 years in prison. They were very concerned, as you said, that their two children would wind up without any parents at home. Both are sons under age 10, and they were under extreme pressure and mounting pressure as their trial dates approached later this year.
So 5 months for her and many years for him. She wasn't a corporate officer, but an assistant treasurer, so the charges against her are quite a bit less serious.
They're significantly less serious, and they stem directly from her relationship to her husband, not from any work she did at Enron during the time she was there. She left Enron in the late 1990s. Before her husband became a chief financial officer, and she's charged with 6 counts of conspiracy and tax fraud, in essence for failing to report income she and her husband received on tax forms from his lucrative and secret business partnership. Some investigators believe he may have received as much as $60 million from those partnerships.
What is in his plea bargain, and does it include turning evidence turning as a witness against his former Enron superiors, Lay and Skilling?
His complete plea agreement has not yet been made public, but reports and sources seem to suggest it would involve serving 10 years in prison and would involve providing cooperation not just against the top executives, but also executives in that second tier that Fastow occupied, along with others like the chief accounting officer, Richard A. Causey, who could be criminally charged as early as today or next week.
So this is then the breakthrough that federal prosecutors have been working towards, if it works?
We're not quite sure exactly what he can say about conversations he might have had with Jeff Skilling and Kenneth Lay, both former chief executives of Enron. But it seems to suggest, prosecutors and defense lawyers involved in the case seems to suggest, this would be a substantial level of cooperation, which could, in essence, break open the case.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Washington Post reporter Carrie Johnson.